Frustrated by a pretty tough major label experience, the Maine-based band Rustic Overtones called it quits a few years back, but somehow they couldn't not play together, and it means a lot when the whole seven-piece band decides to reform. Their new album, Light at the End, has some tracks produced by Tony Visconti as well. We'll start off with this song from Rustic Overtones called Troublesome. Rustic Overtones are playing live for us today on the Cafe. Music from Light at the End, their new album, which comes out after a five-year hiatus, which really wasn't a hiatus because you weren't planning on getting back together. So, I don't want to dwell on it, but I think that your history as a band is kind of a good cautionary tale for people, and also really the fact that the band is back together is kind of like a triumph of music over the music business, and. Could we maybe just go through a little bit about what happened? You finally build up to this pinnacle. Here you are, a band in Maine, and you finally get signed to a major label, and that's when it kind of all fell apart?
I guess. I mean, part of it was us being stubborn, too. They kind of like it when you do whatever they think is the best thing for the group and the best thing for, your career. And we're always very stubborn when it comes to that stuff, and we kind of had a vision for the group that is basically what it is now, that we could never really convey to them. So it's really no one's fault other than, someone seeing a product being one thing and someone else seeing it.
Now, what did they think? What did they see? How would you describe that?
They wanted us to, all be, shirtless hunks, handsome. With silk, shirts unbuttoned, flowing with the wind blowing in our hair.
But we only like
dancing.
To do that in the van.
But no, I don't know. I mean, it was just it's just an un, you know, it's kind of unclear as to what everyone wanted, but there was definitely a communication breakdown, and that happens a lot when you have people that write checks and people that write music, and they try to do each other's jobs, and it doesn't really work.
Well, it's interesting because you have a horn section. They probably saw you as more of a, it is a funky band, but it's not perhaps the kind of a funky band that they thought it was. Or
we fought a lot, like in the earlier days. You know, we were billed constantly with ska bands, you know, which, you know, no problem with them, but certainly it wasn't like a really good pairing just because we had horn sections.
Right.
You know, in common, we always found we did better with just, we're a rock band, you know, and we try to be an experimental one with, you know, horns. Now we've added strings, you know, when we can. And, you know, so like, I mean, we had a poster, it was like, we couldn't stand it every time we saw it, and it was like in every club, this really terrible picture of us standing in the water with suits on, you know, we thought it was a good idea at the time, but it stayed with us for years. And then Blow is like, you know, Dave Matthews Band meets Mighty Mighty Boss Tunes head on, like, awesome.
So I mean, was it a positive thing working with Tony Visconti when you consider, you know, he's worked with Bowie and T-Rex and all these people back in the day? It must have been a little bit overpowering.
Very.
Yeah. And what did you as gosh, it's probably hard to say, but what did you learn from him production wise?
Well, I learned we did see him naked one morning. That was kind of
not to do that. Perhaps.
To see, you know, rock legends, you know, in their bathrobe getting up in the morning is a huge trip. But we learned, you know, a lot from him because we basically do our own recordings now, and we take a lot of what we got from those sessions. We brought a lot of it with us now to do our own stuff.
It was actually only in retrospect, at least speaking for myself, that I realized, you know, after we'd worked with Tony, that's where a lot of the, you know, what we did with him just seemed like we were just doing it at the time. I wasn't putting it in perspective with, you know, his huge body of work.
Right.
You know, and I mean, I'm actually wearing an Electric Warrior t-shirt right now.
Yes.
But, you know, it was like after like listening to it, like, wow, we just worked with like a super heavy dude. You know, we knew who he was, but...
Right. Well, and when you got back together, was there any thoughts that it would go out nationally as it is now on Velour?
It kept on kind of snowballing. We didn't know what to expect from it, and we didn't have huge, you know, expectations for it, and it's kind of gone beyond what we thought it would, and we're happy about that.
Yeah. Now, how has your interest musically changed in that 5 years? Was it influenced by what you guys were doing on your own, or is it just more what Rustic Overtones was always going to be?
I guess we all kind of took the reins as far as going out and making other music, which was different than working with this group. So then we also took all those songwriting experiences and stuff and brought them back to this. So instead of having, you know, two or three prominent songwriters, now you have like seven songwriters that are, you know, had been doing it for the last 4 or 5 years and getting really, you know, proficient at it. So it brought a new element to it that I think is very cool.
Rustic Overtones are our guests and they're playing live. And what's next?
The next song we're going to do is called Light at the End. It's the title track of our new album. We'll be right back.
Light at the End is the title of the new Rustic Overtones album, and you talk about having all these different influences on your songwriting, and yeah, you can hear it, but there is one song on here that is kind of sticks out as way different than the others, which is Letter to the President. Dave, what's the story behind that one?
Well, musically, that song is our realization that because there's eight of us like in the room that we don't all have to be playing at the same time. You know, it's definitely a stripped down side of Rustic. It's cool. A lot of people think that it's a song about has a very firm political view or a stance on the war. And that's really not the case. It's just kind of imagining how someone might feel being pretty homesick from like your family or something. And that's pretty much the only angle that I could, you know, use that I know about, or I don't really have. It's not an anti-war song. It's not a pro-war song. It's just a song about war, you know.
And for this, this is going to be a one microphone version of Rustic Overtones.
Yes. I'm going to step away from this one. And also, the part of the chorus of the song is an interpolation of a song by a guy named Leonard Dillon, who's known as the Ethiopian. Yeah, it's like an old reggae, like war song that we really liked, and we incorporated that into this song. So,
Mr. President, I'm a soldier with the 82nd Airborne Station overseas. My family and my friends all pray that God is watching over me. Even God can't save us now. Mr. President, I'm writing you this poem, and I sent along a picture of my family back at home. I hear my heartbeat loud out in these killing fields alone. I always hit my target, I just miss my happy home. When will be the end of this all? When will be the end of this all? Now that our back is against the wall. I joined the army like my father did, and his father before. I saw army green and canvas look like perfect art of war. The images I see now are like ones I saw before. How am I a hero if I don't know what it's for? Days are getting longer, nights I never get to sleep. And I just had a newborn daughter that I hope I get to see. I've got bloodshed on my conscience, she's so innocent and free. I just killed some baby's father, better him instead of me. When will be the end of this all? Tell me. When will be the end of this all? Now that our back is against the wall, and mankind is getting small. Before the war, life it was beautiful. We marched out in the sun. Now it's stars and stripes and funerals. Our darkest days have come. Dying in this combat zone scares me half to death. Cause if I don't make it to heaven, what's to live for after death? I've seen mothers of the friends I lost out marching in a crowd. Cause their sons wear purple hearts inside their coffins in the ground. When they left for war, they thought their mamas would be proud. When they faced off with their enemies, they thought they'd take them down. Hatred is tearing our world apart. Separation is tearing our souls apart. Corruption is playing its part.
Letter to the President, Rustic Overtones, finishing up their session for us live today. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. It's a real treat.
Our pleasure.
The new album, Light at the End, Rustic Overtones, our guests, and we'll be back in a moment here at the World Cafe.